Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Just getting here in the saddle of the Golden Mastermind office this afternoon. Camera ready and ready for a Facebook Live on a beautiful, I do mean beautiful, Tuesday afternoon, May in Northern California. It is virtually summer here, so if you are just now coming on to Facebook Live, welcome. It is my honor, privilege, and pleasure to be here with you. Have a little Starbucks for you. It is Facebook Live. Topic for today's Facebook Live is the esteem factor. I will let the call or Facebook Live populate and then move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Michael Watkins, Michael and Susie, good to see you this afternoon. If any of you are gun owners and looking for a top-tier weapon instructor, and you are willing to travel, I will highly recommend my client, Michael Watkins. So for those of you who are on today's Facebook Live, and there are many of you who are patriots, Michael Watkins. Michael, please give your website here today. So once again, if you are a gun owner and you want top-tier gun instruction, I highly endorse Michael Watkins. His wife, Susie, and he are both clients, and I coach their exceptional daughter, Anne Marie. Mike, and I will be endorsing Michael throughout his early career here. Michael is a man in blue. Let's everyone give Michael Watkins a hand. He served over 20 years defending our country. A lot of patriots on here this afternoon. Al, good to see you. John Lundberg, my brother, good to see you. Ron Ziegler, good to see you. So as you come on here this afternoon, I'm going to say hello. Aaron Knight, good to see you, my brother. For those of you who do not know Aaron, Aaron is the host of the highly, highly inspiring meditation call on Clubhouse Live. Aaron, go ahead and list that for me, will you? On Clubhouse Live at 8 p.m. Sunday evening. Scott Lucas, my co-collaborator, who is on Sunday nights with me with Aaron, who brings a lot of sobriety and credibility to our Clubhouse Live every Sunday night. It's called Sobriety Consciousness. He has great content. I saw Drew Berman on today's Facebook Live. Drew was my client back in 2008, 9, and 10. Drew has seen me speak at least 20 times. Michael said train. So Michael's website is right there. Jonna, how are you? Jonna Blaylock, good to see you in Texas. Jonna says, I love all these connections. There are many, many great connections here. I've been telling you earlier, the day that the California mask mandate is open, I will reopen Breakthroughs to Success. It will be the very month the mandate comes off, or it's at the end of the month, it'll be the next month. But for all of you who are my coaching clients, you have a free Breakthroughs to Success ticket at a 2.5-day event in Stockton, California, my home city, that you have not been able to access because of the pandemic. So the minute that mandate is lifted, we will have that event here in my backyard. So Aaron said, sound meditation, breath and gratitude, 8 p.m. Eastern Sunday night Clubhouse. And I am looking forward to just purchase. So who said that? So someone just said they just purchased a weapon. Thank you very much, everyone, for being on today's Facebook Live. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Content from today's Facebook Live will be the breakthrough factor. Wojo, who is on today's Facebook Live, Wojo attended my very last Breakthroughs to Success with Eric Picard, who is on the live today, and Scott Lucas. That was in December of 2019. So I've been on hold, but I promise you the day that it's available, we will resurrect that event. I've hosted 127 of those intimate events for coaching clients only, a 2.5-day event. I bring a live band, Robert Grijalva, who's a professional musician from San Francisco, and the drummer Dennis Snyder, who crushes it. If you've ever seen Dennis do Rapper's Delight, his own version of it, he's a cowbell, a pie pan, plastic drums, he crushes it. So that is just a component of it. We have fun and we definitely break through and understand the inner game of letting go. So let's move into content today. This book was written in 2018 and completed in November of 2018. That book was a number one bestseller for 2 days on Amazon. I hardly promote it, but if you have not purchased that book, go to my website, buy that book, goldenmastermind.com, and at the same time, buy a pack of affirmation cards, $40. My affirmation cards are, it's a 52-card deck, and it has affirmations written in present moment awareness. So purchase those, well worth the investment in them. Bob Campbell, good to see you, my brother. Bob is crushing it on online in online investing. Topic for today's Facebook Live is the esteem factor. And so what esteem means, esteem is very confusing to many people because many people confuse self-confidence with self-esteem. Now let's look at self-confidence. You can be an actor, an entertainer. You can be an athlete. You can have self-confidence. You can be at the top of your game and then your life falls apart. You can be the number one golfer in the world and then the world finds out you have a sex addiction and you're addicted to pain medication. You can pass out at a traffic light. You can be a top-tier athlete and then get arrested for domestic violence and domestic abuse. If you saw just recently, Tawny Kitan, who was in the Whitesnake videos in the 80s. She was in Bachelor Party. She just died at 59 years old. Now, I lived in California. I lived in Los Angeles at the time when she was popular. She was arrested for domestic violence for hitting her then husband, Chuck Finley, who was a pitcher for the California Angels, in the head with a high heel. And she went through lots of drug issues and alcohol issues. And then also, she was in the TV show called Botched for all of her botched implants and botched all the other situations that she went through in plastic surgery, and she just died at 59. And once again, Heather Locklear has had an absolute meltdown, who at one time was one of those popular TV actresses. At one time she was on two TV shows, one a police show and then Dynasty at the same time. And then Melrose Place, of course. And then she married Richie Sambora. She dated Charlie Sheen. She has a whole host of situations. So self-esteem does not mean self-confidence. Esteem stands alone. Esteem has no outside influence. Esteem is love. So in self-esteem, you're able to exude love. You are love. I am lovable. I am capable. But esteem has no dependency. It's not dependent on recognition or rewards. Self-esteem is not dependent upon money. Now, I understand we require money in our society, but self-esteem does not chase money. Self-esteem doesn't chase anything. Self-esteem is independent. It is not dependent on any outside influence. So in self-esteem, your significant other can have an affair. And in self-esteem, you can differentiate that by saying, my wife had an affair, not my wife cheated on me. My wife had an affair on me. So now it's personal. In self-esteem, you can take yourself out of the equation, look at the situation for what it is, understand the facts. If you had a role in that situation, you can own it. Or if you were the one that had the affair, you wouldn't be having an affair in self-esteem because it just wouldn't happen. Because in self-esteem, you would love yourself not to have that create that neurochemical high and that anxiety you would have about getting caught or the neurochemical cocktail you would drink on how you're going to pull it off and cheat and pull it off and then do it again and have that high and then that bottom of apathy and shame at the very bottom of the consciousness chain transmuting energy at 20 cycles a second. The average person in America, we're talking 85% of America. I read this in Hawkins' book today, The Scale of the Map of Consciousness Explained. The average person in America transmutes their energy under 200 cycles a second. That's 85%. So those of you on today's call, we represent the 15%. And I would say that those of you on this Facebook Live today actually represent the top 5% of America that is in conscious awareness. It means that every one of you are letting go. Every one of you are in some level of recovery, sobriety, and consciousness. I do mean every single one of you, because I've coached practically every one of you. I know every one of you personally. So, I mean, I could muscle test every one of you, and every one of you are going to muscle test about above 200 cycles a second energetically. So that means that you are in a higher level of esteem than the rest of society. Now, if you want to scale the map of consciousness of esteem and begin to live in, now the ideal situation is where you're able to live at about 350 cycles a second, 400 cycles a second, and even occasionally maxing out at 500, 600 cycles a second, that means you're in pure enlightenment. That's the highest scale of esteem. But on a daily basis, Colleen, good to see you. Tracy, good to see you. Cassie, good to see you. On a daily basis, you can produce as a businesswoman, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, or a soul having a human experience in a very relaxed energy called consciousness. And that means you don't get pissed off, you're not in rage, you don't feel rejected, you don't feel abandoned, your spouse doesn't piss you off. I mean, your spouse can do whatever a spouse does, and you can neutralize that and breathe, release, and let go. I coached Wojo this morning. He was crushing it. I coached Rick Lees just now. Rick Lees, oh my God, his energy was, he's now coaching and he's attracting clients. I mean, it's in a level of ease. I've seen many of you cross this bridge. Colleen Olitsky, I started coaching her in 2015. I've watched her scale the map of consciousness. I've watched many of you do this. I mean, I've watched Scott Lucas do it. I watched Aaron Knight do it. I mean, Tracy, I mean, I can just go down the laundry list of all of you that I've coached. I'm watching all of you move into this process. I watched Cassie do it Sunday night. I mean, I can just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Every single one of you are in consciousness. Every one of you on this call are in consciousness. You're above 200 cycles a second because you're watching this content. That raises the energy. That's where attractor factor is. So to change who and what you attract is to address the violations. So I had a woman recently say, I get so overwhelmed and I don't want to have to revisit the past. Well, you don't revisit the past. It's not revisiting the past. It's letting go of the past. But to let go of the past, you can't be in denial of it. So if you repress the events, I don't know what happened to me. And you do know, but as you begin to understand the events, I was covering this with Wojo today. I was covering with him like acceptance and how you accept the facts without blaming anyone. And you accept your role in it. So like me, I'm a former drug dealer. I'm a former thief, pathological liar, serial cheater. I used drugs. I stole drugs. I mean, I own that. I went to jail for it. I own it. I mean, instead of trying to hide it, I own it. And because I own it, it doesn't own me. So that's how you move into honesty and acceptance. That takes your energy up to 200 cycles a second and above, because that means you have the courage to be honest. So courage is the breakthrough quality. However, courage is not an emotion. So this is why you can't be courageous all day long. It would exhaust you. Rita, good to see you this afternoon, my awesome client and friend. So you access courage when you're overwhelmed and you're like, oh my God, I don't know. I have a court case coming up. Oh my God, what's going to happen? I mean, I have a DUI. Well, you own that. You own what you did and you let go of it. Or you own the mistakes you made. And see, you can own a mistake without criticizing yourself or criticizing others. But if you blame self and blame others, that's not self-esteem. That is anger. Actually, that anger becomes resentment. That's an abiding energy. So confidence is when you're confident, you get cocky, and you're crushing it, and your energy becomes, it's not inspired energy, it's motivated energy. So motivation is more connected to confidence, and then inspiration is what drives esteem. So inspiration is a very quiet, cool, calm demeanor. So if you take weapon instruction from Michael Watkins, Michael will show you how to just systematically load a weapon and unload the weapon at a target, and then you put the clip back in, or you put the bolt down, or you put the clip, whatever it is you do, but you do that just like you've been that. And so if you hit a home run in a sport, you circle the bases without being a hot dog. You don't celebrate, you circle the bases, you nod to your opponent, you slap the hand of the third base coach, but you're not going like this, you're not showing up your opponent. There's not enough mustard in the world for hot dogs, and that's a sports term. So an athlete who has self-esteem is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Tom Brady would be that man. That's why the council culture hates him, because he has values. He has credibility. He has won numerous Super Bowls. The world doesn't hate a winner. He's disliked for multiple reasons, but he's also loved by many, many people, and he has chosen to play for another 2 years. He's defining the odds. But once again, he represents that cool, quiet, calm demeanor of an athlete. Now, his career was marred by Deflategate. That's a whole nother story. He handled it very well. He was suspended. They made an example of him, and he came back and eventually won another Super Bowl. I mean, that's what that is. Own the mistake, pick up the pieces, and move on. So Josh Morrone, who's another recovering exceptional athlete who's really starting to understand the difference between being in his ego and being in his consciousness. Josh was a wrestler at Arizona State. Josh is also a coach and a top-tier health coach who can really assist you to understand what goes on in your body. So Josh understands the difference now between the analytical egoic mind and being and staying in consciousness. So consciousness is esteem. So esteem, loosely defined definition of esteem, dependency on no outside influence. Lovable, good enough. And in esteem, you can adapt and adjust to any situation. So in esteem, you could operate in prosperity with no possessions. You would be able to be in your power in esteem, and you wouldn't look at anything you lost. So if someone asked for a divorce, you wouldn't be saying, "Oh, I'm going through a divorce." You would navigate it, being your best you, not focusing on losing everything. You would focus on the solution. You would focus on loving yourself. You would focus on picking up the pieces and being and doing your best. Or if you have a business that fails, you wouldn't consider yourself a failure. You would own the reason the business failed, and you would look at the whole situation, and you would ask forgiveness of anyone that perhaps was part of that, and you would begin to forgive yourself in esteem. Because your esteem is not dependent upon success. So when you start to understand this, then you'll stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be successful. And now that doesn't mean you're not capable of success, but that means that your identity is not attached to success. So in that situation, now that sounds contradictory to many people, but when you understand the gravity and the magnitude of that statement, that my esteem is not dependent upon any outside influence. It's not dependent on a wife or a girlfriend. It's not dependent on a shiny object. It's not about a Mercedes. It's not walking a stage. Although you can walk the stage in esteem, but you're not in your analytical egoic mind about it. You can raise your hand and wave at the crowd, but you're not coming from ego. You're coming from gratitude. And you're also looking at the people who put you there, and you're grateful of your teammates, and you're grateful of the man or woman that you're in process of becoming because of all the shit you put yourself through as an addict. So in that esteem, you live in just acute humility so that no one can humiliate you because you have found humility. And so that in true humility, there is no dependence. So you're not dependent upon the weather. You're not dependent upon outside influence. There's no shiny object that gives you. Now, once again, shiny objects, that's your determination, whatever that is. I mean, if you want to have a great car, there's zero wrong with that. But that car doesn't define you. That car is a car. Or that house you own or the possessions you own. Well, those are your possessions, but those possessions aren't your identity. Your identity is you because you actually know who you are. And when you know who you are, other people know who you are, and they want to buy from you organically. You don't have to do as much marketing. Hawkins is really interesting in his newest book. If you read the section on attraction in Hawkins' book, The Map of Scale of Consciousness Explains, he covers organic marketing. I mean, it's amazing that he even had this wherewithal before he died to have this. And he talks about how advertising and hiring promotional companies and hiring branders to assist you. Now, once again, there's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, he just breaks down that a lot of times that's forced and it's a fake image, and that your best clients come from referrals. From that, so meaning task well done means people refer you organically because they feel how you feel. They feel the energy you emanate. As you transmute your love, your joy, as you transmute your passion, and you don't have to close people because they buy from you because they feel you. They feel that charisma that pours out of you. They feel that energy that you are transmuting. And so that life becomes much more organic. And you live in this win-win state rather than this force counter force state, this win lose dichotomy, this black white situation, this right wrong, because you have let go of the attachments. So that is esteem. So esteem is the pure essence of letting go. So that's what the term always letting go means. So if you're always letting go, what it really means is that you're in a very relaxed body. You're able to navigate the world as it is. You're able to see the political landscape for what it is. And you're not focused on what's going to happen, what has happened. And you're not putting pressure on anyone, because you understand pressure is an illusion. And you're not under pressure. You're not on a spotlight. No one can gaslight you. No one can ghost you. If someone doesn't buy a purchase from you, your identity is not based on that. And you move further and further away from the term bad day. Because every day is a day. Because it's not good or bad, it is a day. It's 86,400 seconds in the banquet of your life, and you have the opportunity to have exceptional days, because every day is a day, and you don't give power to them. And many people say, today is the anniversary of the 10th year of my father's passing. And so many people, they're seduced into grieving, but instead of celebrating life, they tend to grieve passings and situations like this. And in self-esteem, you can look at the whole package for what it is, and you can live in a very relaxed state of energy, and you don't drop down into anxiety, fear, and doubt nearly as often. But because you're human and events have happened to you that are repressed and suppressed, you will have moments where you will relapse. And that will, your self-esteem means that you relapse in your esteem. But the more you learn to let go, the bounce back time is very short. You're able to understand you just experienced a relapse, an error in judgment. You made an emotional mistake, and you can own the mistake without being critical. You can also ask for forgiveness if you relapsed and lost it on someone and you realize that you made an error in judgment, and you can ask for forgiveness without making an excuse. I mean, this is how, in self-esteem, how you begin to become a sage as you walk across the sand of the world, and you impart goodwill and wisdom. And you offer wisdom, but you're also not attached to whether someone receives it or not. And you're able to easily and effortlessly let people go. So esteem also is pure forgiveness, because in esteem, you can forgive yourself for others. And then that way, there is no rejection or abandonment. And in esteem, you let go of anger. There is no, I hate you. You don't take sides anymore. You're able to neutralize the situation, which allows you to collect and connect and collaborate with people in all walks of life without being in conflict. And instead of being conflict conscious, you're able to be conflict aware. So you can see when someone is attempting to seduce you into conflict, you can neutralize it easily and effortlessly. So Aaron brings up a great point here, and he also brings up codependency. So codependency absolutely robs people of self-esteem, because they become dependent on others. They are dependent on someone else's approval. So what a codependent will do, will over-obligate themselves. They will overestimate themselves. They will enable others. And then they become a punching bag for their parents, or they become a punching bag for their family. And then as they become the parent to the parents oftentimes, and then they get the life sucked out of them. This personality is challenged as letting go, because they say, that's my family, that's my parents, that's my friend. What am I supposed to do? Well, in esteem, you'd have healthy boundaries. And in healthy boundaries, you're able to neutralize situations, and you're able to see the situation clearly for what it is without the fog on the lens. And you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, because you understand self-esteem. So self-esteem is living in consciousness, being your best self. And so self is esteem. So that you're in self. So esteem is regard for self without feeling selfish or guilty. And the more you can live that life, and live that life of feeling self, you let go of feeling selfish, and you let go of feeling guilty, you can live your life on your terms and your time frame with very little conflict, because you're not seeking it. And you also don't, you're not attached to an outcome the way you were. You can live in a place called non-attachment. So now, that's contradictory to the way many cultures teach it. However, in the pure spirituality of non-attachment is, it means that you know you're good enough, that the results will happen to you, and you're not attached if they happen this minute or this moment. But you know that because of the goodness you impart, the skills you've developed, the wisdom you are offering, and the skills and talents that you're offering in the free market, and you're offering it in service and value, and you're constantly raising your value, because you're offering this value, there are people who are going to ask for it. And if you want to ask for compensation for it, then you can consistently raise your value. And in the non-attachment world, when you're non-attached, people will seek your services more frequently than if you're desperate and try and coax them, beg them, coerce them, backdoor them, take advantage of them, offer them free trinkets and gifts because you're desperate. I mean, people will feel it. And the more you let go, that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling, so that you become you and you stay you. You are you. I mean, that's true self. That's what I am is. And with that, I'm going to let you go this afternoon. I will be available this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific. That will be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So once again, I want to endorse some of my clients. Kate Grace, who is not on Facebook Live this afternoon, has a Let Go group, Kate Grace, G-R-A-C-E. Kate is my homegirl from Kansas City. She has a Let Go group, a study group with Dr. David Hawkins. And Aaron Knight, who is on today's Facebook Live, has a 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time meditation group on Clubhouse every Sunday night. And then Scott Lucas, Aaron Knight, and myself have a Sobriety Consciousness Clubhouse Live at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I'll be back here tonight, midnight, because today is 2-4-Tuesday. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Love you, and have a great day.